paddling the rowboat in lazy circles, the couple enjoyed the last warm rays of the late September sun. As the dragonflies landed on the gunwales from time to time, and flute music drifted down from the stereo on the deck, she was almost regretting her plans. Catching a glint of sunlight off the crucifix, she instantly remembered how unpredictable Gideon could be when in the grip of his beliefs. Once again, her cheeks blazed hotly as she recalled the stinging blow he had inflicted just 4 days ago. No man had hit her before. Her father had indulged her every whim, and Andrew had been a gentle, kind husband. Later, she prepared their evening meal. Grabbing the tube of shrimp paste, Daphne squirted a large dollop into the broth. The red paste blended with the greenish-brown curry, and spicy odors rose from the tureen. After replacing the wooden spatula with an ornate silver serving spoon, she called out to Gideon, who was sipping a glass of Merlot on the patio.
"All ready. If you get the small table, we could eat on the deck."
Gideon bowed his head in prayer.
"Bless us, O Lord. May your grace shine upon me and my handmaiden. She has created a feast from your bounty. Bless us."
He smiled indulgently, raising his glass.
"It is truly a beautiful day. Strife and cares have been stripped away. You are forgiven, my child. You are forgiven."
Scarcely able to concentrate on her meal, Daphne ate slowly. She waited. She watched color inch its way up his cheeks and his hand clutch frantically at his throat. Gasping for breath, he waved his hand in the direction of the small medical backpack he kept constantly within reach. Unable to open the zipper, he tossed it to her. Daphne, with slow, exaggerated movements, extracted the EpiPen and held it up.
"Is this what you want? Is this what you need?"
He nodded, struggling to breathe. Watching panic cloud his eyes, she held the device even higher.
"Well, I need my money.